we as a species are on borrowed time. There's something really bad going to happen really, really soon.
World War III is already happening.
This is a house of cards, and it is in the process of collapsing right now.
You're going to see an economic crash the likes of which we've never seen.
Hi, folks. Canadian Prepper here. It's an honor today to have John Ferguson on the channel, who recently went viral for his explanation of the New Jersey drone phenomena as some sort of search for a device, possibly a nuclear device. He has 25 years in aerospace, telecommunications, and robotics. He's the founder of Saxon Aerospace, LLC. I'll post his Twitter handle in the description section below. He's developed innovative tech like unmanned aerial vehicles. He's a manufacturer of long-endurance custom remote aircraft and terrestrial robot crawler systems, and he's an ex-Marine. Now, before I let John expound upon his theory, which probably needs no introduction on this channel for people who've been following this particular issue, I want to quickly say why this was self-evident to me before I even seen John's video, because no other explanation really makes sense. The explanations that we've been given for the New Jersey drone phenomena are as follows. It is a foreign entity. To me, that's technically impossible for reasons I'm sure John is going to elaborate on. Number one, that would lead to war, and why would the Pentagon ever cover that up? I don't think it's aliens, because that's just fantastical that they would be in compliance with FAA regulations. I don't think it's a training exercise, because why would you do that in such a densely populated region where you know that it would just lead to a controversy? I don't think it's a false flag, because there's already drone spying at military bases, and that would be more than sufficient to justify whatever sort of regulations they wanted to put into place. And I also don't believe the recent pseudo-explanation that they are looking for a medical device, because the government would admit to that, in my personal opinion, if that was the case, because that's a rather benign threat. Now, for all those reasons, I wanted to have John on today to elaborate on the technology and the plausibility of this hypothesis, and also talk a little bit about this mysterious figure who has provided you some information about possible nuclear weapons in the United States. So all that said, thanks for coming on. And yeah, tell us a bit about, you know, where you're at with this whole thing.
Well, this thing has completely snowballed like I would have never even imagined. You know, I'd never had ever done a TikTok video ever. That was my very first one. So I was amazed. And what I was trying to do is I saw all these reports out there about, you know, this could be Chinese operatives or Iranians or coming off of a mothership or coming out of the ocean or, you know, all this other stuff. And I just thought, when our elected officials actually come out and say that these are foreign operatives flying these unmanned systems, it's like our foreign policy is the worst it's ever been in the history of the United States. And it's like, how could you be an elected official and just come out and say stuff like that when we've got everybody around the world pissed off at us right now? You know, the last thing we need to do is try to go toe to toe with Russia, China, and Iran, you know? So I wanted to just provide a technical reason as to why I do not believe that these are foreign adversarial operatives flying these aircraft. This would be an actual comparison to an actual invasion into the United States. And there's no administration in the world that would be dumb enough to allow something like that to happen. And not even the administration, but take into account all the rednecks around the United States. I mean, there's not one redneck that would allow, you know, a Chinese or Iranian adversarial nation fly unmanned aircraft in our airspace. There wouldn't be anything left in the air. You know, I can say redneck because I'm from Kansas.
Yeah. So. And I mean, it seems like technically impossible. I know you've talked about how there are reports that these things are coming over from the ocean. You know, explain to us maybe a bit about the limitations of these fixed wing or quadricopter like drones. Why is it not possible that these are foreign drones?
Well, there's a lot of reasons, and I would like to make sure that your audience understands that they could be foreign drones, but they purchased from a foreign country, but
Deployed.
not flown by foreign operatives, right? So if you just think about the physics behind an unmanned aircraft, first thing is the battery life. On a quadcopter, you're only going to get maybe an hour tops with a quad. There's just not the technology doesn't exist to get much more than that unless you go hydrogen or go some type of a hybrid system, which is a gas engine powering electric motors, right? So even and these aircraft are large aircraft. I mean, they're larger than my aircraft, and I have pretty big stuff, right? So the physics says that they have to be long endurance aircraft. We are the best in the world at making unmanned aircraft that are military grade and up. The of course the Chinese have they have the handle on the commercial market and the hobby market, right? So I don't want to say their name because I don't want to plug them, but not for any other reason than it's not my job to do that. So, the commercial level, they have the market. We have the most advanced technology out there as far as I can see. But there's just no way that you can have a multi-copter drone fly up out of the water and spend hours in the air because it requires a gas engine, and there's no gas engine that I'm aware of that can be started and functioned under the water, and then you've got seawater, salt water on top of that. So physics says no. Now the long range fixed wing aircraft like my M14, it can stay in the air 18, 20 hours. That is more believable that it could loiter on location for hours and hours and hours, but these systems seem like they're trying to stay within the FAA regulations. They're using nav lights and all this other stuff, so they're using nav lights and spotters, so there seems like they're trying to stay within the FAA guidelines. So that would tell me that if it was a foreign adversary, that they if there's a foreign adversary wanting to do bad things to the United States or any other country in the world, Canada, they wouldn't be using nav lights, right? They wouldn't be trying to stay within FAA guidelines. So again, physics says no. And then you take a look at the sensors. We have a multitude of sensors, as you know. And even if it were a sensor, it wouldn't operate underwater and then be able to transition into the air. So the whole underwater thing is out. The Iranians having a vessel off the coast, that's out. The Chinese having a vessel launching from a vessel out in the ocean, that's out. It'd have to be a minimum of 12 miles because that's into the international waters. So we would be doing an interdiction of some sort if that were the case. But physics says no. These are being launched locally. And I've said that from the beginning, and I stick by it.
Well, I agree because, what would the motive possibly be for these drones? I mean, it's nothing that the Chinese, for example, couldn't get through satellite if they're just looking for like optical data, and it would be something that would be better acquired through some sort of spy on the ground with a run of the mill, off the shelf, drone. Like, I mean, if what would the purpose possibly be for, if that. So I think we can rule that out entirely. Now, in terms of the plausibility of these looking for something, because they're flying at night, as I indicated in a video that I did a couple days ago, I was contacted by a spectroscopist, I believe, is
That
there.
was a great video, by the way.
Yeah, and he basically said that, look, like we have the technology to look for radiation, very like slight signatures and it's better to do it at night. So can you maybe shed a little bit of light on that hypothesis that they're looking for some device, and then maybe we can talk about, what they might be looking for?
Absolutely. And again, I'm not a I'm not a nuclear guy.
Spectroscopist.
That's not my wheelhouse. My job is to pilot submersible vehicles and build unmanned aircraft. So, but I can tell you that if you look on the internet, you can see there are a multitude of radiation detection systems for aircraft and unmanned aircraft. And at night, number one, there's a bit of cover. You can't really see very well the outline of the aircraft. If we could see the outline of the aircraft, then we could pick out the manufacturer in an instant, and then we could put pressure on the manufacturer, right? But these are being flown at night under the cloak of concealment, right? And so you would want to look for some type of asset at night that seems like that would be better because the winds aren't as aggressive. And you very well articulated in that last video that you did that, the contrast is much greater. So you wouldn't use thermal optics at night to look for gas. Thermal optics are amazing. But as I had stated in my original video, there's really no reason for a drone to ever be flying at night unless you have something that's incredibly specific that you're trying to find, whether it be through thermal imaging and a heat source or through gas detection. And even during the day, if you're doing gas leak detection on pipelines, you'd want to fly in the daytime just because you don't want to run into anything. And that happens a lot, as you know. So again, I double down on the fact that they are absolutely looking for something that is so incredibly specific. They're willing to scare the shit out of the public because if they don't find what they're looking for, then that could be far more cataclysmic than just run around pissing off the public.
And I think also, if they were to come out and say, hey, we're looking for a nuke, I mean, that would likely incite a lot of panic, I presume, especially in such a densely populated region. And I'm sure they know that. And
Yes.
honestly, I can sympathize with that. I can
Agreed.
understand the predicament they're in because, you don't want people clogging up all the major interstate, corridors, and because that's probably what would happen. I mean, mind you, people are so fickle and easily distracted nowadays. I'm sure they could just, I don't know, put out a new TV show or something to distract people with. But I think there would be a lot of people who would be panicking. And so I guess the question then, if the Pentagon's denying it, if I'm not sure what FEMA has said about it, but do you know, has any level of government, from your point of view, who, what sort of, covert operation would this be? Like, who would be directing this sort of thing?
Well, I believe that the Department of Transportation or the Department of Defense would be spearheading this. This has to be a large government operation because if you think about these aircraft, just think of the cost of these large aircraft. These are several hundred thousand dollar aircraft that are flying in the air, right? So, I mean, what commercial company could go out and launch hundreds or thousands of these drones every night for a month and afford it unless they're being paid considerable amounts of money? And then think of the probability of all of the employees or the pilots to be flying these systems and not talking about it. There's got to be a severe cost there, right? So this has to be a government ran operation because it's worth pissing off the public. It's worth pissing off the public to try to find whatever it is on the ground. And I firmly believe, I've said this before, that this administration, or pretty much any administration, I would imagine, would never tell the public what, in fact, they are doing. They're going to come up with a lie, and the American public are going to swallow it. And then we're going to forget about this in 2 weeks, because in just a couple of weeks we have the inauguration, and that's a big deal. And or we've got a war with Russia. We've got World War III that's just, been kicked off. So, the American public are going to forget about the drones, or they're not going to forget, but they're just going to think about bigger stuff because that's how the government works. Look over here when we're doing something over there.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it's already starting to kind of fizzle out a little bit, no pun
It
intended,
is.
in the media.
It is.
So, that could be resurrected at some point with more sightings, but I think they're banking on people forgetting about this. Now, I guess the question would be, will they have found what they're looking for? Will we ever know? Is this just going to be something declassified, 20 years from now? I think that the threat is obviously probably still there because there are still sightings being reported, but it's kind of hard to sift between what is like a self-fulfilling confirmation bias with people just seeing drones. Now you have to discern like copycats, people putting their own drones up in the air just to kind of, create a stir with people. So it's difficult thing, but for me, that's all we can really infer is that this has to be that they're looking for something and they're trying to gaslight the public, and we're probably never, unfortunately, going to know the answers. I mean, you never know. But for me, one of the dead giveaways was when Trump said that they know what it is and they have information, they're not giving it to the public. I mean, this is the president, right? He has said, like, explicitly to a room full of reporters, we know what it is, and I'm not traveling to that region for that reason. So to me, it's like, wait a minute, why isn't that receiving more attention? And even with respect to your video, Joe Rogan had another guest on. I can't remember what his name was.
Pilot dude.
Yeah, but then he came on and he kind of just dismissed the theory. Because he said that, well, the technology isn't there to do it, even though we know that the technology is there to do it, for like to detect radiation at night using the types of systems that we have observed. And it just seemed very suspicious that all of a sudden it was like, ah, well, this is probably, not a big deal. And nobody is focusing on that obvious statement by Trump. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, so I agree with President Trump, and we have to understand his position. He can't say much about it right now because he's not back in the chair. And somebody somewhere would be pissed off at him for commenting on it more, and then it would just be more stuff that he has to deal with after he swears in, right? So, I feel for him and the fact that there's just not a lot he can say about it, But, as for the pilot guy on Joe Rogan, military pilot, very credible individual, right? And I always have this thing where, we all just kind of need to stay in our lane, right? I build the aircraft, and he's a manned aviation pilot, so you got to respect that. I'll build the aircraft and I'll build the sensors as per my client's directive, right? Because that's what we get paid to do. And I can tell you that we have radiation detection sensors for our drones, and they're out there flying every single day, So we'll leave that at that. But if you hear the podcast, he starts off dismissing somewhat what I said, which is fine. That's his opinion, but later on in the podcast, he says they're aliens. So
Exactly.
that to
I
me
mean,
just takes a little bit of air out of
yeah.
that balloon. But I would never disrespect what the gentleman said. He has his opinion. I've seen people out there on these videos. I try to watch some of the videos that have been made about my video, and 98, 99% of them have been wonderful. And I thank the public so much for such wonderful messages that I've received. There again, there's a couple of them. There's one guy that called me dumb, and I was like, well, I mean, I've got a couple of patents pending out there, and I build unmanned aircraft for governments around the world, and I pilot submersible vehicles. I've done that for successfully for years, and done counter operations down in Mexico. So I don't necessarily think I'm dumb, but that comes with the territory, and that's okay. I respect the people that don't believe what I say. I respect their voice. Everyone has a voice, but people can be a little bit nicer, but I can take the heat.
Welcome to
But
the
still,
internet.
yeah.
Yeah.
But these people that say that I'm dumb or whatever, it's not them that have foreign entities or people coming up to them and asking them for their help. These people came up to me and asked me for my help because I have a huge network around the world, and that's not me bragging, but I have a huge network around the world. I have political affiliations where I try to work with governments around the world. I've spoken with, government officials here in the United States. So this particular gentleman, he asked me to help him get this information into the right hands so we could avoid a potential cataclysmic situation, which would have a signature of a Soviet or Russian type of a cataclysmic event. So it could be very well easily blamed on Russia, and that would give us an excuse to go to war with Russia at a higher level. So I think Americans, I think the world, we all stood together and said, no, enough of this bullshit. You've been lying to us. We're going to stand together, and we're going to force the government to tell us something. And they're feeling the pressure from not only the American people, but from countries around the world that have been, plagued by these drones.
Well, I can say that you're far more generous than I with respect to letting people off the hook for trying to detract into the alien conversation. Because, I mean, how is, the principle of parsimony, the Occam's razor, would dictate that, I mean, there's so many reasons as to why it makes zero sense and why, if there was a covert operation, that they would love to dress this up as an alien. Possible alien, or maybe even the other explanation was Project Bluebeam or something like that. And look, I admit that there's likely extraterrestrial life that exists. Is this that? I highly doubt it. There's a myriad reasons as to why it likely isn't. But now, can you tell us a little bit about this individual? Because we probably should have talked about this first. The reason why I didn't bring up the nuclear missing nuclear bomb story first, because to me, while there's definitely plausibility there, I think there's plenty of sources of a potential dirty bomb. There's a lot of nuclear waste out there. There's a lot of, nuclear materials, especially now, with the Zaporizhia plant and the Kursk plant so close to proximity to these conflict zones. There's Pakistani weapons, there's the Iranians, there's so there's for me focusing specifically on, okay, it's this weapon that came from and playing out like a Tom Clancy novel. I don't think that that is 100% necessary, but I do believe that there's a lot of, credence to what you're saying. So can you explain to us a little bit more about this individual who, and you don't have to give any details because I know it's he'd like to remain unidentified, but could you provide a bit more information and for anybody who isn't unaware of the story?
Yeah, so back in the 1980s, 80s and 90s, there was the dismantling of the nuclear program around the world. And that was between Russia and the United States. And there were 132 suitcase nuclear warheads that were lost It's like if there's one thing you don't want to lose is a nuclear warhead, right?
And when you say suitcase nuke, was it the literal size of a suitcase?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And this gentleman, he had his hands on one of those. Now, since then, several of those have been found, and there's like six or seven that are still out there in the world that we do not know where they are. Now, again, I'm not a government official or any type of a CIA operative or anything like that. So, there's any information I have is not classified information. But this gentleman, he knew that that weapon was on its way here to the United States, and he could not raise the alarm fast enough. He could not get anybody to listen to him. So when he found me through my network, he literally was almost in tears saying, "This is going to happen. This weapon is going to be in the United States. I need your help to find me somebody who will listen to me." And I made some phone calls and you got nothing. So I just thought that was just so weird. But if you think about, I mean, I'm a small company. I'm just a dude that builds unmanned aircraft and have been blessed enough to be able to sell to, some governments around the world. I'm nobody in this fight, but I am a patriotic American. And I'll be a patriot for any country because I don't want any cataclysmic event to hit any country, right? So once this big thing went viral, once Joe Rogan had retweeted this, this thing just blew out of the water. And I think we're probably around 300 400 million views on this across all the platforms now. We finally have somebody's attention. And this gentleman had spent some time recently, very recently, communicating with people who need to know, but still it's a lackluster response, which is concerning. So, again, anybody that doesn't take what I'm saying and believe that that probability exists, you can't help that person, right? But it's a very serious issue. We have to take it very serious. We have to do what we can to find these damn things, right?
So do you obviously think this individual is very credible? I know you can't talk about their
Oh, very, very much so. Because I can tell you that this gentleman meets with world leaders, and you don't get to meet with world leaders unless you're credible. And I can't say his name. Just simply because he's had some hits on his life and he prefers that that stops. So,
And can you think of, because, when reasoning through these things, I'm trying to think of, okay, what possible ulterior motives might this individual have? And to me, there's nothing that strikes me as a sufficient ulterior motive to want to put something like this out there. Like, I can't see how they stand to gain much, unless they're, trying to start a war with somebody. Like, so can you maybe elaborate a bit on what the theory is? So is the theory that there is some elements that are trying to start a war with Russia and the United States, or is that these weapons are coming from the Russians?
no, I they're not coming from the Russians.
Okay.
I can tell you that.
So it's somebody trying to frame the Russians?
I couldn't say that. Even if I knew, that's a great question, but even if I knew, I don't think I could put that out open on the open airways, right? I this guy has nothing to gain over this deal. Right, he's his life has been basically ruined over this whole deal. So he's gained nothing, and I feel for him because he has to be in hiding now, right? So that's very unfortunate. But no, I do know that one of the theories that's out there, it's not my theory, but it is a theory that the bad actors around the world want to light this thing off, and it has a signature from the Soviet Union, or you could say Russia. And so when they do identify the particles of this, they can trace it back to Russia, and then that basically would say, hey, you know what, Russia planted this, you know, let's go to war with Russia. Ain't nobody wants to go to war with Russia. You know, this is 2024. What the hell do we need to go to war for? You know, I know that the Russians had nothing to do with this. This was bought and paid for decades ago.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like obviously there's plenty of ways that the Russians could conduct some kind of first strike, and it makes no sense for them to do something so provocative as that. Of course, this definitely maps on to the plot line of the Sum of All Fears movie, where the motive, although in that one they're using I think a uranium from Israeli bomb, which was put together by Ukrainians in order to incite a war against Russia, which perhaps is maybe not too far from the truth here. So this individual that you're referring to, person X, are they willing to, obviously they're trying to keep their identity secret, but are they willing to come on platforms and talk about this? Like, is there a willingness there to do that at all?
No, because just there's no voice distortion software out there that we're aware of that couldn't be reversed. And right now, at this point, it's being dealt with at a federal level. And even though it's somewhat of a lackluster response, and kind of like, what the hell do we do now? Kind of a type response. I am not, I again, I don't know if it's classified at this point, but I know that I do not have permission to expand much more on this. And keep in mind also that I don't have a top secret clearance or anything like that. So I'm just a guy who's trying to, I'm a guy who's, and this may sound arrogant, and I hope to God it does not, but I'm just a guy who's trying to save, you know,
People.
several hundred thousand people's lives by trying to mobilize to the point where we can find this thing. And one of the previous statements that you had made is about, you know, these things, coming out from the Ukraine back in the 80s and the 90s is, the triggering mechanism on these things have to be serviced,
Right.
from what I understand. And if these triggering mechanisms are not serviced, then they become mo nothing more than dirty bomb grade, if you will, right? So it's not like it's going to be a high impact or a full nuclear yield, right? It's going to be more of a along the lines of a dirty bomb. But still, that is a huge cataclysmic event to light off a nuclear, warhead inside the United States. A really quick story. When I piloted submersible vehicles, we're putting wind farms in off the coast of Germany, and they're putting these wind farms down, and these bombs that were left over from World War II were getting in the way. And so they had employed us to go down. We'd fly down and plant a shaped charge next to one of the bombs left over from World War II. And we would fly back to the vessel, recover the vehicle, and then light off one of these bombs. And it was an amazing, it was like an incredible explosion. It's like the coolest job I've ever done in my life. You know, I mean, so much fun. But the moral of that story is that even after over 70 years, those damn things pack a hell of a punch. Well, I mean, what kind of a punch is a dirty bomb going to, what kind of an impact is that going to have on a dense population such as the East Coast or now they're flying all over the world in major cities. So it, to me, it's just so incredibly serious that we have to investigate this and we have to run it out. And if it doesn't go off, the public will never know if we did a good job or not. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a Batman quote in there somewhere, but any radiological event, be it a dirty bomb or an actual explosion, is going to lead to panic. And so that is something that, has to be factored into the cataclysmic effects. And then there's also the geopolitical ramifications of who are they going to blame this on? What war is that going to be used to justify? So, what do you think is next with all this? I know you're still meeting with people, politicians, very influential people in the space. How do you see this story progressing in the next few weeks?
I see this going one of two ways, and I'm sorry to be, the obvious one, in this response, but it's going to go one of two ways. Either something bad is going to happen or something's not going to happen. Like I say, they're going to continue looking for these things, and these unmanned aircraft that are flying around, they're going to just kind of fade out and go away, or they're just going to all stop. And when they stop flying these things at night, we will know either they found it, or we will never know if they found something or not, because they'll never tell the American people or people anywhere around the world. They'll never tell them what the results are, right? And so if they can't find it and it does go off, then now we're in a huge, as you had stated, a huge, geopolitical mess that I just don't see how we can work through that, because nowhere in history have we ever lit off a bomb that large since World War II and caused that much damage and be able to recover from a, on a geopolitical scale.
Yeah, and there would be a lot of complications were something to happen at this point. The government would not look too good, especially in light of all of this information that has come out as to why they didn't warn the population. And it would be interesting to see exactly what they had to say. If the drone sightings continue, it would be surprising considering they've now put all these drone detection technologies in place. I don't know if that's all for show. Or what? Is there any other the explanation that this is a false flag to bring in, new regulations? To me, like I said at the beginning of the video, I think that if they wanted to do that, they could just say it was Chinese domestically, flown drones or something like that. Is there any other possible explanation that you can think of that doesn't include them looking for something?
I can't think of any. You can't say that this is training or along something along those lines, because this isn't training. This is a, to put these unmanned systems in the air for as long as they have, and flying in the magnitude that they have, that is an ungodly amount of money that's being spent. I mean, doesn't common sense say that if they're spending this much money and the cost of human hysteria, it's worth something big? I mean, isn't there something big on the ground that they're looking for if they're willing to spend all of these hundreds of millions of dollars on flying these things and the cost of human hysteria? And again, I'm not a fan of this administration for bringing over 40 million, illegal people from illegals from around the world into this country. I'm not a fan of that by any means. But I really do feel for them because they're in a very tough spot. They've got to come out and tell the people something, and it's got to make sense. And I believe that they need to tell us the truth. They need to come out and say, "Hey, look, folks, we tried to do this and not raise a big alarm over it. We don't want you to be alarmed, But there's something on the ground. We've got a threat. There's something on the ground we feel that might be significant. We don't know if it's nuclear. We don't know if it's gas. We don't know what, but we know there's something on the ground. Somebody's planted a bomb somewhere, and we need to find it. I mean, we as the American people, we can take that. There will be a few people out there that go friggin' nuts, but we've got to be told the truth. I mean, if they're willing to tell us that, okay, yeah, there are aliens out there. If they're willing to tell us that, you can tell us that there's a threat and we're looking for it. They can do it in a way that we can understand it and not go batshit crazy.
Absolutely. And you had your TikTok video banned, is that correct? The one that went viral?
Yeah, so I made the first video. It was banned.
And why was
And
it
then
banned?
why? I don't know, some crap about community guidelines violation. So I made three more after that. And so the second one that I made was basically a carbon copy of the first one. Well, as I'd argued, they let the first one that come back online, but then they totally deleted the second one. And then the third one and the fourth one were a technical explanation as to why I don't think the drones are operated by foreign operatives and coming out of the ocean, all this other stuff. They allowed those to go through, but then they've been squashing me very hard. If it wasn't for Joe Rogan and Tudor Dixon and Patrick Bet David and all these major podcasters, I would have never had the views that I've had. So my hat's off to them and all the other wonderful podcasters.
Well, the biggest tell for me with all this is that they're perfectly fine with people trying to create panic over aliens. Like they're perfectly fine with Project Blue Beam and all this other nuttiness. They'll allow that, and this is TikTok, so there's been some directive from the US government, I would presume, because TikTok's on thin ice right now. So but that's a huge tell right there that they're willing to have people scared out of their minds that there's going to be an alien invasion. Yet when somebody puts forth an actual, plausible hypothesis about this, they're gaslit and they're banned. I mean, that's the worst thing you can do in that situation is try to block the video.
Well, yeah, and that's very true. And I didn't want to cause a panic. I just wanted I wanted to defuse a panic, but I also wanted to inform the public that, hey, there's some stuff going on that y'all don't know about. But my hat's off to you and what you do, because people need to understand you need to be prepared for anything. We as a species are on borrowed time, and there's something really bad going to happen really, really soon. So if you are not prepared, if you don't have your food, water, medicine, fuel, all that stuff, all the stuff you talk about, if you don't have that stuff prepared, well, then it's your ass. And you're going to learn responsibility, right? The true meaning of responsibility. You're responsible for preparing for a horrible situation that's very highly probable going to happen, regardless of war or nuclear, warhead or gas, weapon or something. But your audience, I think, are great because they understand. And if people don't prepare, well, then that's on you.
Well, I can
Not
tell
you,
you,
but them.
I can tell you that there is. I know you have to get going here, so we're going to wrap this up. But I can tell you that there is certainly a taboo within the space. It's fine to provide people with information; they seem to be okay with that. But when you combine that with trying to advise people to be self-sufficient, for some reason, there seems to be some force out there which doesn't like it when those things are married together, when you're trying to inform people and encourage them to, prepare with to a reasonable extent. We're not saying, build a bunker and run off into the woods. Like, I'm not a technophobe by any stretch of the imagination. So, I mean, hence the relationship with me and your son potentially for drone doing business with drones. But, it's just about understanding that the government, it does not have the ability to address the needs of even a fraction of the population, much less, a statewide, I mean, never mind a nationwide disaster. I mean, you're on your own. Even a region-wide, like
You are.
something like North Carolina hurricane. I mean, they're still to this day trying to help those people, and the situation hasn't been dealt with. So it's not even so much that this might be a benign attack. It could just be an attack which is limited to that region. But then you have to think about what's the effect on the supply chains? What's the effect on, are they going to
Absolutely.
declare martial law? Are they going to, is it going to necessitate some sort of militant response to some other adversarial nation? So it's just being prepared and understanding that indeed, like you said, we're on borrowed time. It's a house of cards. It could collapse. Let's hope it doesn't. Enjoy every moment. Try to be the best person you can possibly be. But John, I know you got to get going. So where can I direct people? So if they want more information on, I guess, where this is going with you, and maybe you can just quickly tell us, is there anything we can expect more on this particular topic with you personally?
Yes, and again, thank you. I really appreciate the invitation to be on your show, and thank you to all of your audience. But I started a new not Twitter, but X. It's J Ferg, Ferg underscore Saxon, Saxon, and then SaxonUnmanned.com is my website, and I'll come out with more content as we continue to progress with this. And I'll give everyone updates. But again, thank you so much for having me on your show. A lot of respect, a lot of respect here. So thank you for everything that you do.
Yeah, no problem. And I look forward to chatting with you more, possibly about just doing a dedicated video on drones or something like that in the future here, barring the major events that derail all our plans. But I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I hope you get some R&R here. I know people are blowing up your phone, so I guess enjoy it, and also I guess see where it takes you. So I'm gonna post that link to JF's handles in the description section below, and thanks for coming out, man.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you and all your audience. So thank you.
The best way to support this channel is to support yourself by gearing up at CanadianPreparedness.com, where you'll find high-quality survival gear at the best prices, no junk, and no gimmicks. Use discount code PREPPINGGEAR for 10% off. Don't forget, the strong survive, but the prepared thrive. Stay safe.